Fixing the beliefs that hurt us. Computer programmers have a special word they use for the commands that fix problems in existing software. Collectively, the commands are called just that, a fix, or a software patch, or sometimes simply a patch. The bottom line here is that a patch is a small program inserted into the original that fixes a problem. Whether we're aware of it or not, software patches play a powerful role in our lives. At the turn of the 21st century, for example, it was a patch that saved us from the worst-case scenarios of what could have been the Y2K disaster. The point is simply this. If our world is based upon a code, and hurt and suffering are glitches in that code, we should be able to fix our glitches as we would in the program of a computer. Using logic and miracles to change our beliefs. In Chapter 3, we explored the two places where we keep the beliefs that hurt our lives as well as those that heal, in the conscious mind and in the subconscious mind, to heal the limits of either a conscious or a subconscious perception. We must somehow bypass what our mind has believed in the past and replace it with something new based on an experience that's true for us, our unarguable truth. For thousands of years, miracles have done precisely this. While miracles are still just as powerful today as in the past, many people believe that they've become hard to find. Although this may or may not be the case, depending on how we see the world, today we can also use the power of logic to speak directly to our conscious mind, and when we consciously accept a new way of seeing the world, our subconscious beliefs are affected as well. Using the powerful computer analogies that we've built in previous chapters, we can think of replacing an existing belief in our conscious mind with a new, upgraded, and improved belief in the same way we thought of a software patch. History has shown that both logic and miracles can become the superhighway to the most deeply held beliefs that our minds have accepted in the past. Belief code number 29 summarizes this, stating that for different reasons reflecting the differences in the way we learn, both logic and miracles give us a way into the deepest recesses of our beliefs. Well, with this in mind, let's take a closer look at the logic patch and the miracle patch to see what they are and how to create them in our lives. In a logic patch, we convince our conscious minds of a new belief through unarguable facts. Once our mind sees a reason to think differently about the world, it will allow our heart to embrace that possibility as a new belief, that is, to feel that the belief is true. While in a miracle patch, we bypass the logic of our mind altogether and go directly to our heart. In this way, we don't even need to think about what we believe. We're forced to embrace a new belief in the presence of an experience that's beyond the logic of our minds. This is the very definition of a miracle. So when we talk about changing a belief consciously, one of the most powerful things we can do is to become aware of that belief and how it plays out as the subconscious habits of our daily routines. To embark upon such a path is to hold the focus of conscious intent for everything we do in every moment of life. In the Buddhist traditions, this practice of mindfulness was recommended by the Buddha for all who seek to grow spiritually and eventually attain enlightenment. In our world today, however, it may not be practical to focus our awareness upon each task that we undertake in each moment of every day to make the changes in our beliefs. And as we saw earlier, we probably don't need to. If we want to see what our true beliefs are, we need to look no further than the world around us to see their reflections in our relationships, careers, abundance, and health. To change those things, we need a way to transcend the limits of the beliefs that created them to begin with. From the viewpoint of beliefs as programs, this is where the miracle patch and the logic patch come in. The logic patch. For a logic patch to work, our mind needs to see a flow of information that leads us to a logical conclusion, one that makes sense to us. If we can see the connection in our minds, then the questioning steps aside and allows our hearts to accept what we're shown. In other words, we believe it. Well, in some branches of mathematics, there are statements that are called proofs, and they appear in the form of if this, then that, to lead to just such a conclusion. For example, we may say something like this. if water at room temperature is wet, and if we are covered in water at room temperature, then we are wet. In the previous statements, we're presented with two facts which our minds cannot argue with. We know beyond any reasonable doubt that water at room temperature is wet, and it's always wet. We also know that if we're covered in water at room temperature, we'll be wet as well. So discounting any extenuating circumstances like being under an umbrella or in a raincoat, our mind easily makes the connection. It's obvious to us that if we are covered in water, then we're going to be wet. While this may seem to be a silly example, the point is clear. It's all about connecting facts. Now, using a similar way of thinking, let's apply this kind of logic to our role in the universe. I invite you to consider the following. If we are capable of imagining anything in our minds, and if the power of our deepest belief translates what we imagine into what's real, then we can fix the limiting glitch in our beliefs and thereby relieve the greatest suffering of our lives. In other words, we can create the patch in our beliefs that would make the limitations of the past obsolete. When the glitch is fixed, the old belief is replaced by a new and powerful reality. This is precisely what we've seen in a number of instances already in this book, including Amanda Dennison's belief that she could walk safely over 200 feet of burning coals, and people who lifted automobiles from the ground long enough to free those pinned beneath them. Belief code number 30 reminds us that to change our beliefs through the logic of our minds, we must convince ourselves of a new possibility through unarguable facts that lead to an inescapable conclusion. One way that we apply the logic patch in our lives is when we see another person accomplish something that we believed was impossible. Although there may be no logical reason as to why we can't do something, if no one has done it before, a seemingly difficult feat can create such a strong belief in our minds that we begin to believe that it is impossible. That is, until someone proves us wrong. One person's logic is another person's miracle. The first records for the one-mile run considered accurate by today's standards were not kept until the mid-1800s. On July 26, 1852, Charles Westhall established the modern benchmark for the one-mile run at the new track built on the Copenhagen House grounds in London. His time was a blazing 4 minutes and 28 seconds, setting a record that would not be broken for a long time by foot racing standards, another 6 years. While Westhall's original record would be broken at least 31 times throughout the late 1800s and early 1900s, each time the new record was just slightly better than the previous one, sometimes only by fractions of a second. All were still over 4 minutes, the time that seemed like the human limit to run a mile. For over 100 years, though many people did try, it was thought, it was believed, that humans simply were not physically capable of covering 1 mile on foot in anything less than 4 minutes. That is, until 1954, when the seemingly impossible happened. On May 6th of that year, British runner Roger Bannister broke the elusive 4-minute barrier for the first time in recorded human history. On a track at Oxford, England, he covered the mile in 3 minutes and 59.4 seconds. And here is where the story fits into the power of our beliefs. Although it had taken 102 years for Bannister to break the 4-minute mile, less than 8 weeks later, it was broken again by John Landy of Australia with a time of 3 minutes and 57.9 seconds. Once the seemingly impossible limit of the 4 minutes was broken, it shattered the collective belief that it could not be done and opened the door for others to follow with times that were even faster. Since Roger Bannister's feat in 1954, the record for the 1 mile has been broken at least 18 times, with the record now held by a Moroccan runner for his 1999 run of 3 minutes and 43.13 seconds. Once it was clear in consciousness that the 4-minute mile was no longer a limit of fact, the beliefs of others were freed to discover what new limits might look like for them, and we continue to push that limit today. To those who were convinced that 4 minutes was the fastest that a human could ever run the mile, Roger Bannister's record-breaking time was a miracle. Because it hadn't been done for over a century, the critics of any attempt to break that record believed that it simply was impossible to do. To Roger Bannister, however, his achievement wasn't a miracle at all. It was the end product of the logic and the deduction that convinced him it could be done. So in an interesting twist, the logical process of one person planning and working toward a goal can seem like a miracle to others. As this example shows us, it takes only one person to demonstrate that something is possible, and that person's miracle can give us all the unconscious permission to do the same. So how did Roger Bannister do it? While only Roger himself will ever know precisely what was going through his mind to free him from the limit of the existing records, we do know that he used logic to set his professional goals and change his personal beliefs. First, he chose a goal that was clear and precise. It's rumored that during his training, he even slipped a piece of paper into his shoe inscribed with the exact time that he chose to run. He approached his goal using logic to convince his mind that the goal was attainable. Rather than looking at the entire record as an obstacle, he chose to think of the record in terms of being only mere seconds faster than another time that he had already accomplished. If we were to do the same thing today, using our model of the logic patch, Bannister's logic would sound something like this. If I can already run a mile in 4 minutes, 0.01 seconds, and if all I need to do is run 1 second faster than I have already run to tie the record at 4 minutes and 0 seconds, and all I need to do is run 1 second faster than that to set the new record at 3 minutes and 59 seconds, then I can do that. I can run just 2 seconds faster than I already do. In this example, when we think of things this way, it makes big goals seem more accessible in our lives. Rather than considering the entire world record, or the entire project in the office, or everything that it takes to change jobs, move to a new city, and begin a new career, we seem to do better if we can set our goals in small increments, with each one getting us just a little closer to our goal. When we apply this idea as a logic patch to our personal beliefs, it helps us to bypass the old ideas that may have kept us from achieving our greatest dreams and loftiest goals. Whether it's running the fastest mile in the world, organizing the wedding of the century, or changing careers in the middle of life, if we're going to convince our mind that the change can work, we need to understand how the mind works and to honor what it needs for our change to be successful. The key to this way of thinking is that you provide the information that's meaningful to you. And in that way, you are accessing your subconscious mind. And because we each work a little differently, your program might not work for someone else. While a logic patch can be a powerful tool, however, everyone does work a little differently. Sometimes we need more than simple logic to change our deepest beliefs on a conscious level. We need more than the reasoning of if this and then that statements to free our minds from an existing belief. It may be because the belief that we're trying to heal is just too close to us, so personal that we can't be objective, such as the life and death situation involving a family member. In these moments, logic just doesn't seem to work. This is when it's best to go directly to the one place in our bodies that was designed to create the belief waves that change our world. We need to go directly to the heart, and logic isn't going to do it. That's when we need a really good miracle.